This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Let's start 2026 with a hard truth. There's no perfect time to build the future you secretly dream of, and there's no time to waste. With support from a Talkspace therapist, you can make this the year you bravely go out and grab what you need from life, whether that's outer rewards or inner peace. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you create personalized strategies for making the changes and achieving the goals most important to you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80. That's SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
He's here.
Talk to Foley. Voice notes 0874-100-102.
All right, very good afternoon. Hello, it's okay, I'm here now. Ray Foley's my name. It's Monday and we're feeling very festive and the sun is shining up in Dublin.
For now at least, until we get a 15 weather bombs coming in our front door.
Forget Christmas cards, lads. They're getting a weather bomb in through the front door. What's it called? Bram, is it?
Bram, yeah. Presumably after Stoker, right?
No, after the Brack, I think it is.
Oh, gotcha. I thought that was Bram, but anyway.
Bram Brack. It's the cake with the rings and the little bits of shticks and the peas and the coins in it.
I'm nearly sure. Does anyone else remember this? When I was a child, there was a
you
book.
You were never a child.
I was a child.
He was not never a child.
I'm
listen
the
to
size
him.
Of a man boy.
This lad was never a child.
A child. When I was a child.
He was never a child. Still didn't grow. The mother was smoking the entire time. When
she would hate to hear you saying that. She just never touched a cigarette in her life.
Never touched a cigarette in her life.
But I was a child.
This lad never grew up. Go on.
But anyway, like, when I was a child.
He's like Peter Pan. He never grew up. He's a child. He's still a child in his 40s, this lad. He's a child. Go on, sorry, you were saying.
Was there a children's book series about a talking car called Bram? A blue car. Anyone else remember that? Or maybe it was Brum. That would make more sense,
no.
Wouldn't it?
Brum, like Brum Brum.
Brum Brum, yeah.
Never heard of him.
Anyone? 0874-100-102. I'm nearly sure there was a Bram.
While we're at it then.
Go on.
Do you remember? If we're going to remember. Guys.
Were you a child when you remembered this?
Guys, do you remember being a child? Do you remember childhood? Do you remember being a child? It's a while ago now, I'd say, for you, is it? Because you're old.
Going full, do you remember? 1 minute into the week.
Why not?
Jesus. We're just coasting to the new year
it's
now,
it's the lads. Festive season. It's all about the nostalgia, isn't it?
Do you remember Sport Billy?
Oh, that's ringing a bell.
Sport Billy, I believe, had a bag, a sports bag.
Go on.
And it had loads of stuff in it.
I remember Billy's boots.
Would you go on out of that? That was when you were a child.
He's here.
Talk to Foley. Voice notes 0874-100-102.
A very good afternoon to you. If you remember stuff, you can text in 0874-100-102. If you remember Anton, if you remember your own phone number, if you remember that it's the 8th of December, it's culture day or something, isn't it? As a culture myself, I find it offensive and cultural appropriation. But it is a thing where culture's come to Dublin or something like that.
Same, I'm a culture too. I would identify as a culture.
Yeah.
I think you're right, yeah. Hop to Dublin.
Hop to Dublin for the 8th, isn't it?
Get a few bits, yeah.
They off? My eldest is off today. But
what, culture's are off?
Yeah, this is like a holy day or something.
Oh.
In the school, the children... Sorry, go on.
Warning, warning, Jamember. This is a Jamember warning.
That was good, wasn't it?
Nice one.
This is a Jamember warning. Just be careful, guys. A Jamember could go off at any stage.
Is it a yellow warning for Jamembers?
It sure is. It's off launch day 762 on the broadcast.
If you're a child, don't be texting in now. Be sure to get your mammy or daddy's permission before you text in if you're a child.
What's this I got for you? Oh, God. Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the Quentin Tarantino news?
I saw some Quentin Tarantino news over the weekend, Chet.
See the news where he's slagging people off?
Yeah.
I think this is deeply unclassy. Quentin Tarantino has been slammed over a list of actors he doesn't rate. Basically, Quentin Tarantino has come up with a list of people that he thinks is crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
and he's been slammed for it's so unclassy that he's slagging off and he's saying these people are crap.
Is he punching down, Ray? Would you say he's punching down? Probably.
I'm just looking for this list. Matthew Lillard is on it.
Okay.
Paul Dano.
Oh, yeah.
Owen Wilson. Hang on, let me check the whole list. Just want to make sure he's on here.
Got a list there, have you?
Yeah, Kieran Cuddy's on it.
Today FM's Christmas Cash Machine. Cash Machine.
Can we say he's nobody's cup of tea? If you, even Tarantino's got him on the list.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. That Tarantino Lifeline listenership has dropped off a cliff in the last few weeks. He's not being slammed for that entry, though. Tells you everything you need to know, doesn't it? Do you want your total for the cash machine?
Yes, please.
I got a brand new total on here, and it's your chance to win mad money. The biggest ever total is... All right, there, biggest ever?
Yes.
275. So we've completely skipped 6-7. Just to be thick. It's 275. 275,000 euro on the cash machine for you. If you want to get into win, text the word win and only the word win to 57557. 275,000 euro 2 weeks before Christmas. There's going to be a guaranteed winner on this on Friday afternoon between 3 and 4. So you have until 3 o'clock on Friday to send your text WIN, W-I-N, to 57557. Text costs €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. Over 18s, you're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. You can play online on todayfm.com. Terms and conditions are there as well. todayfm.com/cash machine. And don't forget that total. That massive, biggest ever cash machine total. Reloaded once again at 275,000 euro. Win to 57557. Scoop de boop. Dua Lipa. She's levitating. Today FM, we're playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon, Ray Foley's my name, JP's in as well.
How are you now?
It's Monday, it's a brand new week. The sun is shining, it's cool, it's crisp, it's Christmassy. We're feeling festive, guys. Up on Soft Launch Day number...
Soft Launch Day 762.
762 glorious shows. Ireland, you're welcome and happy Christmas. I'm a festive Foley this afternoon.
Come on yourself.
Yeah. Very fair. How did you have a nice weekend? Nice couple of days off?
Decent, yeah. I would say it was okay.
Were we out on Friday?
We were in the building
I'm
on Friday.
I'm pretty sure we weren't done on Friday.
Foggy memory of that day.
Can we check my security fob just to see if I... Was I in here?
Looks like Foley clocked in, all right.
Was I in on Friday?
You were sitting across from me. Yeah.
I was not here on Friday. I'm pretty sure I was off on Friday. Yeah, nice couple of days off. Of course, I had Tubberty's wedding yesterday.
Oh, you went?
The Tubbs wedding, yes. Cash gifts only. What do you give, you see? That's the question. Isn't that always the question when you're going to a wedding?
What do you give the man who has everything? The goodwill of the nation, etc.
What do you give? I mean, this is the man who taught the children of Ireland how to read.
Yeah.
I was thinking of getting him a book voucher, but I was like, he has all the books.
He's like the St. Patrick's of books. Instead of bringing religion to Ireland, he brought
books. That's it, you see. I mean, even at the wedding, he was reading. Like, Ryan, would you put down the book? The happiest day of your life. How much to give? So we had a bit of a chat about it. And I have to say, I feel it was a little bit steep, but we agreed in the end. Cash gifts only, we gave him 75,000 euro.
Yeah, I thought it was... Yeah.
All the greats were there, Zig and Zag, Dustin.
Right.
Yeah. All the RTE bigwigs. No sign of Dee Forbes, actually. She wasn't...
No?
No.
Couldn't make it, right.
Apparently she was invited, but she's a bit under the weather. But I'm sure...
Right.
I'm sure everyone is enjoying themselves in the west of Ireland. I had to get back for the show.
Yeah, to step out early.
Jesus, loads of Beatles. Once the DJ went on, Beatles. Did you know Ryan Tubberty was into the Beatles?
He never lets on.
I had no idea.
Right.
And the speech was gorgeous. He mentioned London about 55 times in the speech.
Yeah.
In his speech. Mm-hmm. Do you know he's in London now?
Is he over there?
Yeah, he mentioned London and Abbey Road. He thanked Paul McCartney in his speech.
Wow.
He said, wow. There's one person means the world to me, changed my life entirely on this most special of days. And he took a pause and he said, Paul McCartney. I thought he was going to say the wife.
Not the wife.
75,000 euro. It's a lot though, isn't it? Special day. hotel had ample e-chargers. I drove the Renault.
I'm only messing.
Come on now. The Renault had a few cans on a string at the back.
Just married. Beep, beep. Driving through the town, beeping the horn. That was another one I saw the other day, actually. When you're just married, do you still beep the horn?
That's a thing. Yes. Does that still happen?
I don't know.
Back in the day, do you remember?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
It's an amber warning
we're going
now.
Deep in our
warning. Warning. Jemember. This is a Jemember warning. Jemember. Remembering stuff on the radio.
Very basic.
Summers particularly, you'd have cars, trains of cars, convoys of cars beeping the horns going through towns.
Driving through the town, beeping the horns. Is that just not allowed anymore? Hey, everyone, we're going to a wedding. Hey, everyone, we're just out of the mass. It went on for an hour and a half. We're delighted. We know how to celebrate by beeping the horn.
Shane and Athlone asking the question on the 087s. At the speeches, was there any mention of American politics, American presidents, maybe, question mark, he's asking?
None past 1968.
Right, okay. Yeah.
All the American presidents up to 68. After that, Tuberty lost all interest, apparently. And he wore a Christmas jumper randomly. He was going from table to table asking people how to use the various toys.
Right.
How are you getting on over here? I was better at it, wasn't I? Wasn't I better at it? All right, Ryan, let it go. It's been 3 years. Guilty's doing great. Did you watch the toy show?
No, I did not.
Me neither.
Not a child.
I watched the bits of the lads with Roy Keane.
Yeah, I saw some highlights. Yeah.
Ah, that was lovely.
Yeah.
Roy Keane is lovely, actually, isn't he?
Whenever Roy Keane is nice, and Roy Keane, nice man, but when he's, you know, publicly nice you're like, ah, geez, Roy's a good old sort, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Roy.
Fair play, Roy.
Well, that's what we're remembering this afternoon. 0874 100 102. This is Jemember warning in full effect across the nation.
Warning. Warning. Jemember. This is a Jemember warning.
You were talking about Sleeper.
The Storm.
Oh, what's the car?
Yeah, Bram.
Brum. Schloop.
Are you in today? I know you weren't in on Friday, but are you in today?
I don't know. Could you check with my wife and see if I came in today?
Did he leave the house, Kate?
Will you ring home and see if I came in today?
He left the house, but he hasn't shown up. He's in his pajamas.
Oh, my God.
On a traffic island somewhere.
Oh, Jesus, lads. I don't know if we can do this at all. Hang on. Hang on 1 second.
Yeah.
Hang on.
No swearing.
It's ringing. She's not going to answer now. No, she's screening my calls, is she?
Yeah, probably.
Isn't that?
Just before Christmas. She's probably mad busy.
I think she's driving kids to hockey or hurling.
Your call has been forwarded.
How dare you?
Wow. The love is gone. Trouble in paradise?
Whew, I'm so mad now.
Going to be a tough evening in the Foley household.
I'll ring the landline. Matthew will probably be there. Hang on. It's ringing.
Hello, yes?
Hello, Matthew.
Yeah?
It's your father here. Don't swear, you're on the radio. I just wanted to check, did I come into work today?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Love you.
Love you, bye-bye.
Bye, bye-bye-bye. Turns out I did. I left anyway. I left anyway. Brunch?
Brum or Bram?
Brum. Aiden's over there. Say good afternoon to Aiden.
Good afternoon to you, Aiden.
Hey guys, Aiden here.
Hi, Aiden there.
It's Brum, JP.
Brum.
The clone.
Brum, sorry. Like Birmingham, is it? Like a Brummy.
That would make sense,
it's
yeah.
Brum, JP. The clone. As in Brum, Brum.
Did he call you a clown?
He did, yeah.
Aiden, the cheek of you! Don't you come for my friend like that. The cheek of you, I'll take you down.
Thanks for having my back.
I got you, bro.
Cheers.
Shut up, Aiden. Vicky's over there.
Brum, you dope.
Vicky, you better sit down.
Shut your nasty little face.
I'm having a rough go of it.
Aren't you?
Aren't I? Wow.
I'm not going to lie, I've never heard of Brum.
Well, there you go. Other people have.
Was it an English thing?
English thing, TV show and a book series.
All right, okay. No one texts about Sport Billy.
Girls allowed it today, I'd say. Tell me how you want me.
Jess Glynn and Hold My Hand. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. And a very good afternoon. How you doing? Welcome to Monday. Raise my name, Jay Peace. Over there.
I'm right here.
Soft launch 7-6-2 on the broadcast. Mr. Grinch is over there as well.
Just get down.
The Grinch, he's at it again, Mr. Grinch. Causing chaos all around. Especially causing all kinds of havoc in McDonald's this Christmas, launching his own exclusive Grinch meal. You can try the Grinch's new meal at McDonald's featuring his gherkin-flavoured fries and a pair of odd socks. Not the first thing I think of when I'm going into McDonald's for a burger and chips and whatnot. I'm like, socks. I know exactly where to go for my socks.
Well, people always like getting socks anywhere. Where'd you go for your socks?
I'd usually go to a sock place. I wouldn't go to McDonald's. But now I get to combine two of my greatest joys, two of my greatest pleasures, two of my greatest loves, socks and fast food. The Grinch is causing all kinds of havoc with his Grinch meal. Get your odd socks. There's four pairs to collect. Available in restaurants while stocks last, or direct to your home via McDelivery. I have €1,000 for grabs. All you got to do, listen out for him again later on in the broadcast. He'll randomly pop in during a Christmas song and he'll rob a couple of lyrics out of the song. What lyrics is he replacing when he does this? When you hear it, text in the lyrics along with your name and where you're from to the usual number 0874-100-102. And we'll do that later on for you. Nice €1,000 before Christmas. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Lovely.
Tell you what else is nice.
What?
Katy Perry's going out with Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me this?
Hang on a second. This hasn't been news for about a month.
No, they've got hard launch now.
Oh.
On social, she's all like, yeah, me and Justin Trudeau, what? And I'm like, what do you mean, what? That's Justin Trudeau. Tell me I'm wrong.
You think they're an odd couple?
I think it's weird. I'm telling it like it is.
And they found love with each other. I think it's great. Many happy returns, guys.
Weird celebrity couplings. 0874-100-102. Has anyone checked on Leo Varadkar? Is Justin still wearing the socks?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? He could go in and get a Grinch meal menu inside McDonald's, get a new pair of socks for himself. Grab one for Katy Perry while he's at it. Because Justin Trudeau is going out with Katy Perry.
Like, why are you hating on this?
It's so weird.
Is she only allowed to date pop stars and he's only allowed to date politicians? Well, is that what you're saying?
Her last fellow was Orlando Bloom, and before that it was Russell Brand.
Right.
That's a little bit more, makes a bit more sense to me. Justin Trudeau, former Premier of Canada, just seems strange to me. Here's another one for you.
Go on.
Lily Allen and David Harbour. We all know how that ended. But I always thought, nah. I'm not buying this.
You didn't believe in it. You said it wouldn't last.
I wasn't buying what they were selling.
What about Tom Cruise and Cher?
Tom Cruise and anyone.
Let's be honest.
Anna de Armas just dumped him.
Yeah. Again, that was another thing that happened a couple of weeks ago.
I called it though, didn't I?
Did you?
Anytime Tom Cruise starts going out with someone, I'm like, come on. Here's another one for you.
Go on.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And Pete Davidson.
Ah, but that lad.
Well, that's another one. It's like anytime that lad starts going out with someone, it's like, come on.
What am I missing?
Weird celebrity couplings, 0874-100-102.
Madonna and basketball's bad boy, Dennis Rodman.
Ah, yeah. Can you tell that JP's Googling?
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Yeah, and
he's a cheat. You're a dirty cheat. Thoughts? Weird celebrity couplings. Specifically the Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau. Like, how weird. Nah. 0874-100-102 for your voice notes. Play Benson Boone for you next as well.
With Care Plus. Be the reason someone smiles. Join Care Plus.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Back in business though.
It's working for now anyway. Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland in the afternoon. Come on, Ireland. Come on, Ireland. Flying the green flag over in LA. Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal. Do you know Paul's funny? He's phony from out the road.
Isn't he? Yeah.
He's phony out the road.
Fair play, Paul.
Paul, you're phony from out the road.
Fair play to you and the whole fam.
Hamnet is what they were in. The Golden Globes are nominated for a Hamnet. Now, Golden Globes is TV and movies. Hamnet is a film.
It is.
And it's about, not Hamlet.
No.
not to be confused with Hamlet, although there is a Shakespeare link between Hamnet and Hamlet. Hamlet is the play. Scottish play?
No, that's Macbeth.
It's a play anyway. Shakespeare play. Shakespeare. Your man Shakespeare wrote it.
Heard him, yeah.
Shakespeare is from out the road.
Was he at the road as well?
Right. Hamnet was the son of Shakespeare. This is all in the film. He was the son of Shakespeare who died and inspired the writing of Hamlet. So don't confuse your Hamlets and your Hamnets. And basically it's all about Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal are playing Shakespeare and the wife.
Jesse Buckley plays Anne Hathaway. Not the actress Anne Hathaway. Different historical figure married to Shakespeare, but not Anne Hathaway from The Devil Wears Prada. Keep up, guys.
Joke shop. It's a joke shop. So they're both nominated then?
Yeah.
For the same film. That's awesome. How do they do it?
How did they do what?
It seems to be like just picking Mescal particularly. Just picking award-winning parts all the time. Now, I know he's good, but when are we going to see him in a Marvel film?
Right.
This is what I'm talking about. I know he did Gladiator 2.
He's been asked. Surely he's been asked at this stage.
Sure, yeah. Irish Times journalist Ella Sloan was watching the whole Golden Globes thing.
Yeah.
Because, of course, the only ones we were most interested in were Jesse and Paul. But apparently a bunch of other people were nominated for different things as well.
Mm.
Blows my tiny
Multiple
mind.
Categories, believe it or not, right?
And were they all Irish?
No. They allow other nationalities to take part.
This is the other thing as well. We're getting greedy now. Because Colin Farrell won last year for The Penguin.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Hang on 1 second. Let me call Ella. She'll be over there. It's ringing. Ella was live blogging. Which I always enjoy, I have to say, on the internet.
I find that job, the thought of live blogging, stressful.
Really?
There's so much information you have to relay instantly.
Hello, Ella.
Hi.
Hi, it's Ray Foley here on Today FM. How are you getting on?
Hi, Ray. I'm great, thank you.
Good. What a day for the Irish. Come on, Ireland!
Come on, Ireland.
I know, we've got some good news.
We've got some great news. Was it expected? Like, as you were sitting down to do your live blogging earlier, were you like, yeah, we got this in the bag?
Yeah, so we were kind of holding out hope that Paul Mescal and Jesse Buckley would both be recognised for their acting in Hamlet. And yeah, that came true. So great news for the Irish.
Brilliant. Have you seen Hamlet yourself?
I haven't seen it, so it's actually coming out in cinemas, Irish cinemas, on the 9th of January. So we'll have to hang on to see it till the new year.
Oh, okay, right. So we don't know if it's any good or not. But we have to presume it
Apparently
is.
Apparently it is, though.
Based on what they are, their nominations, at least. Do we have anything else to be excited about or proud of?
Yeah, so we have Maggie O'Farrell, who's from Northern Ireland. She also got a nod in today's nominations for Hamlet, and that's put her in with a chance to win Best Screenplay alongside the film's director, Chloe Zhao.
Amazing. Absolutely fantastic. I was just saying to JP, how is Mescal particularly, but Jesse Buckley as well, how are they doing it to the extent that they're going, I'll do this because it's going to set me on the fast track for another award? Or obviously they're brilliant, but it's also there are certain parts, certain roles that set you up for gold, for the big awards. That's a talent in itself, right?
I know, absolutely. Yeah, it's very impressive. It just seems to be one thing after another with Paul Mescal, like particularly. But, you know, he's obviously a very talented actor and has a good agent as well, picking things for him. So.
He's from out the road. He's from out the road.
I know, but it doesn't always pan out that way, Ray. You know the way you see certain films and you know they've been picked because the lead actor, lead actress thinks this is going to win an award and a lot of them turn out to be absolute rubbish.
That Rock film, actually, the one that Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he was
the Smashing Machine, yeah.
He thought he was going to be walking into an award. Anything for The Rock, Ella?
No, I don't think there's anything for The Rock there today.
So aside from the Irish successes then, what are the other ones that we, in a lot of cases, we may not have seen some of these. So certainly ones to watch, and we've got a couple of weeks off over the Christmas, might be worth catching up on some of these. What are the other big hauls or the other big productions that are being recognised?
Yeah, so the one that racked up the most nominations this year was One Battle After Another, which has Leonardo DiCaprio in it. So it earned 9 mentions on the shortlist today.
Wow.
And Sentimental Value got 8, so close behind. So, Leonardo DiCaprio has been nominated for a leading actor. and we have supporting actress in there, leading actor, two in the leading actor category actually, and two chances to win supporting actor. So it's bound to win something in January when the award ceremony happens.
Right.
And probably like the most notable snubs that stood out this year were Wicked for Good. So it actually missed out on the nomination for the musical or comedy category. Oh. But Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande did get their acting recognized at least. So
for Wicked for Good or for
yes,
other.
All right, for Wicked for Good, yeah.
But the movie itself didn't get recognized. What I've been reading is that it's not necessarily, as a part two, it's not as good as the first one.
Yeah, that seems to be the general reaction. Like people weren't as impressed, although it has done really well in the box office and everything. I think people weren't as impressed as the first movie.
And this is the last thing I needed to read. My God. They've got a Golden Globe category now for Best Podcast.
Oh, my God.
I'm radio through and through. The last thing I need, Ella, are more podcasters encroaching in. The worst again, podcasters getting Golden Globes now. Are there two Johnnies on it or what?
No Irish representation on our best podcast, unfortunately. We had Caller Daddy up there. I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Of course,
Mel Robbins podcast, Up First, Smartless. Good Hang with Amy Poehler and Armchair Expert with Dax Shepherd. So those were the best podcast nominees.
I follow two of those. The Amy Poehler one.
I like the look of that. I see the videos, but I've never listened to it. It's worth a listen.
It's very good. Don't listen to podcasts. Listen to FM radio. And the other one is Smartless as well. But we're pretty smartless on this broadcast, it has to be said. Not when you're on with us, though, Ella. Thanks so much for filling us in on the Golden Globes. Just out of interest, what's it like live blogging? Are you under a lot of pressure? Chippy was saying that he was imagining the nightmare that must be to get it all out there quickly.
Yeah, it's a lot. You kind of, you know, you prepare a bit in advance and then it's just go, go, go. It's all, they really speed read it all out in a matter of minutes. So just kind of playing catch up on that. But we got there in the end.
You sure did. From the Irish Times, Ella Sloan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Much obliged. Bye, 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 bye. Nominated for a Golden Globe is from K-pop Demon Hunters. It's Golden. Of course it was. Of course it was. Although, in my opinion, not as good as Soda Pop, but we'll take it. Hunter X, this is Today FM. Glued to the Golden Globes. We were chatting to Ella from the Irish Times just a few minutes ago about the Golden Globe nominations and Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal and their nomination for their performances, but both being nominated for their performances in Hamnet, the film. 0874 100 102. Seems to be the biggie in terms of Irish representation. Sheila says, "Ray, my favourite TV show of the year is Adolescence." Yeah, good shout. Was Adolescence recognised?
It's got a couple of nominations, but not for Best Drama Series. Would you like your Drama Series nominations, Ray?
This is a funny one, though, with the Golden Globes. Before we get into that, is it the Golden Globes or the Emmys? I think it's the Emmys that it's like the length of time between it being out and being on. So if we're all buzzing about it and we're like, oh my God, Adolescence, oh wow, it's amazing, you've got to watch it. By the time the awards season comes around that actually recognises that period that it was on, it's nearly years later that you're going, oh yeah, do you remember Adolescence? Even with Adolescence, how long ago did we watch that? It feels like yonks ago.
At least 6 months, right?
Nomination. So Adolescence, brilliant, fantastic. It's only four episodes of that. We started watching it again last week. Particularly that, was it the third... It was the third episode where it's just the kid and the counsellor. Oh my God, if you haven't watched Adolescence yet, do it on Netflix. Definitely Adolescence up there. What's been nominated then?
So this is Best Drama Series. How many of these have you seen? So The Diplomat is in there. The Pit.
No, hang on. Slow down. The Diplomat. Is that the one? I think I know it. It's on Netflix. Wouldn't be big on that one now.
All right. The Pit.
Yes, brilliant. Okay. That's the hospital one. Have you watched that?
I have not watched it, no.
Oh.
Is it set in Pittsburgh?
It's set, yes, it is, but it's called the Pittsburgh Something Hospital. It's basically the ripoff of Eeyore, starring your man. Oh, it's brilliant. If you haven't watched that yet, you are in for a treat. Truly.
Is your man Noah Wiley.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, he's brilliant. Brilliant.
Okay, Rattling On, Pluribus.
Yes.
I'm in the middle of that. It is very good. It's slow, but it's good.
It's still on. I binged it while I was on the airplane at the last weekend. Watch loads of them.
I was going to ask you, have you reached the big twist? But there are multiple twists.
Okay, we'll leave it then. We're not going to spoil it for anyone.
Severance.
Yes.
Oh, second series? I didn't make it all the way through the second series.
It was fine, but not as good as the first series. But that could be a nomination for the first series, could it? Oh, just on the basis that it takes so long for them, these things to be nominated.
I think it's for the second series.
Jog on.
Slow.
Hey, Ben Stiller, jog on with that second series.
I know you're a bit of a fan of slow horses, right, aren't you?
I'm a bit of a slow horse myself, it has to be said. More of a donkey than I ever was a horse.
Slow horse is good.
Pushing it to be a pony, it's fine.
Has it dropped off a little?
No, it hasn't dropped off.
Oh, it's been consistent is what you're saying.
It's consistently fine.
Okay.
There are bits in it that are like, that was good. But it's not the type of thing that you're like it's not up there when I'm saying like adolescence. What was the other one I said? The Pit.
Mm.
Like they're truly brilliant. Pluribus, definitely up there as well. It wouldn't be in that league, no.
And then final nomination.
But it's very good, don't get me wrong. It's good.
And then final nomination in that category, best TV series, The White Lotus.
That last series?
Yeah, apparently.
Nah, pass.
Not for you.
Nah, I don't know if The White Lotus truly did it. Like, the White Lotus is definitely in the category of we're between shows. Like, it's Friday night, the takeaway has arrived, and we're only deciding now what are we watching. And it's like, fuck it. Yeah, we stick on The White Lotus? Yeah, fuck it. Go on.
I'm a bit shocked Adolescence isn't nominated in that.
Adolescence is not nominated in that category? No. Is it in a different category then or something?
I'm looking for other nominations for it. It's got a bunch of actor nominees and that kind of thing.
They hardly put it in comedy and musical, did they?
I do. Ray Foley on Today FM.
Definitely one of the best shows anyway. 0874-100-102 in terms of what you're... Because there is that thing of being stuck between shows of like, we finished that, we're waiting for the next series of the other thing to come on. Slow Horses will be in that category as well, actually. It's like, yeah, it's good.
Aha! I've cracked it. The reason Adolescence isn't nominated is because it's in Best Limited Series.
Because it's only four episodes.
Correct.
Aha, there you go. Right, stay on Today FM. I got to play more Christmas songs for you. We're still listening out for The Grinch, actually. He's causing havoc. And I'll play David Guetta for you next as well.
Care Plus. Care with a K.
Andy Williams, the most wonderful time of the year. And you know what? It is. Today FM, we're playing the music you love. Arty, good afternoon. Wasn't in there, was he? I wasn't even really listening. Was he in there?
Will you pay attention?
Actually,
he was.
I don't
indeed,
listen to the radio. You don't mean no one listens to the radio anymore.
Podcast.
It's all podcast.
Future.
It's all podcast.
Guys, cop on. Come on. This Grinch lad, he's causing all kinds of havoc in your local McDonald's. And on McDelivery. He's got his Grinch meal featuring his gherkin-flavoured fries and a pair of odd socks. You don't have to eat the socks, though, do you?
Are they gherkin-flavoured?
No.
Are the chips odd and the gherkins are...
Oh. It says here...
Yeah, go on.
Gherkin-flavoured fries and a pair of odd socks.
Okay.
Gherkin-flavoured odd socks.
That's not a serving suggestion.
Guys, don't put your gherkin-flavoured fries in your odd socks, you fool. Stupid. Available in restaurants while stocks last or direct to your home via McDelivery. €1,000 cash on the line. All you have to do is listen out for Signor Grinch over there. And when he does this... he's stealing words out of a song. He's only stole one word today, actually.
Right. Easy peasy, then.
It should be.
Oh.
Do you want me to ring somewhere?
Yes, please.
What location am I calling?
The fine county of Monaghan.
Oh. I'll try line one over there.
Okay.
It's ringing, senor.
That is a Monaghan ringtone. Well done, Ray.
Cheers, dude.
Hello.
Hello, is that Danielle?
It is, yeah.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ray Foley here in Today FM. How are you getting on?
Not so bad, Ray. How are you?
Surviving. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Are you feeling Christmassy?
I am, yeah.
Since
definitely.
When? Since when? When did your Christmas kick in, Danielle?
Just maybe we put the tree up for the tidy show, so since that there.
When did you put it up? On Friday, Thursday or Friday?
On Friday.
On Friday. Gee, we didn't have it up at all for the toy show.
Oh, my God.
We're the real Grinches.
You are indeed, Jen.
Yeah, definitely.
My poor children, they had to watch the toy show by candlelight. With those gloves with the...
fingerless gloves.
With the gloves with the fingers chopped off the ends of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. And he's only home from Disneyland and that's what this we're doing.
Well, like, we spent all the budget on the Disneyland budget. So...
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was it. So they had to watch Patrick Keelty flouncing around the RTE by candlelight. And no Christmas tree up or anything.
It was a good toy show, though, wasn't it, Danielle?
Very good.
Score out of 10.
The best one, 20.
Ah, but jeez, come on, Danielle. Everyone says that every year. It's like, this year
they
was
don't.
The best.
They don't.
No, definitely don't. Not. This year was definitely the best. And even all the children said it as well.
What children? The children that were on it?
No, my children.
Oh, your children. what are your children's names?
So I have Saoirse, Keelan, Tiernan, Senan, and Danny.
Right, Jakers, a busy house then. And and they all. What are their age? Like, what's their age ranges?
Saoirse's 20, Keelan's 14, Tiernan's going to be 13 on the 20th of December. Senan is 10, and Danny will be 9 on the 23rd of December.
Interesting. So you've got older kids then as well. So because we had a conversation in our house where there was a little bit of sort of a lot of this is for very young kids. Whereas my eldest fella, particularly, he's 13, and he kind of felt a bit like, oh, there's nothing here for me, really. Do you know, there's not much in this. How did your older kids react? Well, I suppose it's still entertaining, isn't it?
It is. Well, they love the singing and the music and just to see what funny things would happen, you know, like in the middle of it. It's not supposed to happen, you know, like people doing stuff wrong. That's what they were hoping
that's
for.
Yeah, that's always good crack. I think the best bit was the Roy Keane bit, was it?
Oh, it was. Oh, them two wee boys, I was in bits. They were all laughing at me. I was roaring with the wee Keelan and Dylan.
Yeah, they were
God.
Amazing. Fantastic.
So good.
So best year ever then, by a unanimous vote?
I think so, yes. Definitely in my house. Kilty.
Well done. I'll begrudgingly give it to him. Come here. What was the word that the grin... He's over there. Is that Paddy Kilty in that outfit? He's still got the outfit on.
Must be stinking inside that.
I'd say he's...
synthetic fibres and sweat.
I'd say, Paddy, you're ripe in there, lad. What was the word he was swapping out?
The year.
€1,000 for you, Danielle. Ahead of Christmas,
so
a grand. All the thanks to McDonald's and the Grinch menu. And we'll look after you. €1,000 for you. Thanks so much. You were brilliant.
Thanks so much. Oh, you don't know how much that means to me. Thank you so much.
Well, happy Christmas. Enjoy it. Thanks for taking the call. Thanks for
listening.
Happy
Christmas,
Andrea. What?
Hey!
Wow. The whole gang are there. Amazing. Happy Christmas, guys. And thanks for turning us on in the afternoon. Do stay on Today FM. I'll play some Taylor Swift for you in a few minutes. I might play something good as well, though. Will I?
With Care Plus. See the reason.
Alex Warren and Ordinary, this is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. Ireland, very good afternoon. Ray's my name. JP's over there.
Right over here, huh?
Right, bro?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You sure, yeah?
I am, dude, man, bro.
Soft launch day, man, dude, bro. Soft launch day 762. I gotta say, you're really hopping out of the speakers. Broadcasting across the nation on FM 100, 102 in stereo sound across the land. Good afternoon. So Ian's doing his big poll.
Excuse me?
Ian Dempsey's big poll.
Okay, he's be unveiling it somewhere, will he?
This is typical of Ian Dempsey. swinging around for everyone to see. It's like, all right, Ian, we get
Stop
it.
Stop shoving it in our faces, Ian, every year.
Ian, those trousers are at least two sizes too small for you. God. Ian, you're a large, not a medium, and you know it. You dog. Ian Dempsey's big poll. It's the moment we're all dreading. As soon as Halloween's out of the way, everyone starts thinking, oh, he's going to start banging on about his big poll now. Ian Dempsey's massive poll for 2025. They want you to vote on The Breakfast Show for your favourite song of the year, favourite film of the year, favourite gig of the year, and favourite TV show of the year.
Wow, that's a lot.
Wow.
Jeekers.
I jumped mine.
Go on.
My favourite song was Where's My Husband?
Oh yeah, that was kind of late into the year, yeah.
Well, do you know me, like, I don't remember anything.
Recency bias.
That's all it is. Mm. It's like, it's my current favourite song, so I'm saying that. There's favourite film was probably Sinners.
Oh, yeah, good call. Saw it at the weekend, yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, very good.
Do you know that Michael B. Jordan has a twin brother?
I didn't know that.
Oh, but they're both in
Dave B. Jordan, is it?
They're both in it.
Right.
Favourite gig was Basement Jacks.
Oh, yeah.
And favourite TV show. Stumped me for a bit, but in the end I went for Traitors. Any Traitors. Particularly Irish Traitors, probably. Celebrity Traitors. But I'm enjoying Pluribus at the moment as well.
Oh, I'm enjoying Pluribus too. I would say Traitors is probably, now that you mention it, my favourite TV show of the year.
Yeah. Solid. It was brilliant. It was just brilliant. Well done. Okay. That's the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, 6 a.m. right here, Today FM.
Do you know what else they do on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show? They do waffle. And Ray, there was a winner this morning, a perfect 5 out of 5. Emma Hupp in Dublin won the grand.
How does waffle work again? Explain it for those of us that don't get up early enough in the morning to hear it.
So Ian would have a topic and then he needs 5 words or things associated with that topic. If you get all 5 right, you win €1,000.
That's every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Yes.
I have some of his bits here, but I don't have all of them. I don't have the dings, actually. So if you... Will you say ding if
I will indeed, if you get any right.
I haven't heard it, so... Do you know how this works?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Okay, watch the timer there on the clock.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah. Okay, where's that?
Here it is over here.
Yeah.
Today's waffle topic is...
A tin of celebrations.
Celebrations. Teasers, small teasers.
Ding.
Balls. Red. It's a red, red called...
Don't have it.
Tub, red tub.
No. Give me more flavours.
No, that's heroes.
Yeah.
Celebrations.
Yeah. Crap. What are your favorite chocolates?
Mars bars.
Yes.
Snickers.
No.
Milky Ways.
Yes.
How many have I got now?
You got 3. Come on.
Dome.
They come in pairs.
Stop it
like,
now. What, stop it. What, I can what, guess. Okay. Twix.
Yes, Twix is on the list, yeah.
So we've got Twix, Mars bars. Give me the 4 I've got.
One short. You've got Mars, Malteser, Twix and Milky Way.
That is a sticky one, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it's so hard not to think of roses, not to think of quality streets, not to think of heroes.
That's Ian for you. He's mean, yeah.
Ian is a sod with his big pole.
Big meanie.
What was the last one I missed?
Your favourite kind of chocolate. Galaxy.
Oh, I do like Galaxy. Ironically, Galaxy's my favourite chocolate. But my favourite celebration?
Go on.
Easily the teasers.
Yeah.
I can see that. Turn on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. You can vote as well in his big poll, The Dirty Thing. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning right here on Today FM. Duke Dumont and Jax Jones. I gotcha. This is Today FM.
Ray Foley on Today FM.